येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमोऽं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 12th chapter, verses 3 to 6. Satsangena hi daiteya jatudhana mrigah kada gandharvap saraso nagaha सिद्धाश्चारणगुह्यकाः। सत्सङ्गेन हि दैतेया यातु धाना मृगाः खगाः गन्धर्वाप्सरसो नागाः सिद्धाश्चारणगुह्यकाः। सत्सङ्गेन हि दैतेया यातु दाना मृगाः खगाः गन्धर्वाप्सरसो नागाः सिद्धाश्चारणगुह्यकाः। सत्सङ्गेन हि दैतेया यातु दाना मृगाः खगाः गन्धर्वाप्सरसो नागाः सिद्धाश्चारण गुह्यकाः सत्संगेन हि दैतेया यातु दाना मृगाः खगा वैष्णवी सत्संगेन हि दैतेया यातु दाना मृगाः खगाः गन्धर्वाप्सरसो नागा सिद्धाश्चारणगुह्यकाः सत्संगेन हि दैतेया गन्धर्वाप्सरसो नागाः सो देर आर थ्री मोर वर्सेस इन द सेम सीरीज बिफोर द ट्रांसलेशन विल रीड देम विद्याधरा मनुष्येषु वैश्या शूद्रा स्त्रियोन्त्यजाः रजस्तमः प्रकृतयः तस्मिंस्तस्मिन् युगे युगे बहवो मत्पदं प्राप्ताः त्वाष्ट्रकायादवादयः वृषपर्वा बलिर्बाणो मयश्चाथ विभीषणः सुग्रीवो हनुमान् वृक्षो गजो गृद्रो वणिक्पतः व्याधः कुब्जा व्रजे गोप्यो यज्ञापत्न्यस्तथा परे Translation and purport by His Divine, Disciples of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki, in every yuga, many living entities entangled in the modes of passion and ignorance gained the association of my devotees. Thus, such living entities as the daityas, rakshasas, birds, beasts, gandharvas, apsaras, nagas, siddhas, charanas, guhyakas, and vidyadharas, as well as such lower class human beings as the Vaishya, Shudras, women and others, were able to achieve my supreme abode. Vritrasura, Prahlad Maharaj and others like them also achieved my abode by association with my devotees. As did personalities such as Vrishaparva, Bali Maharaj, Banasura, Maya, Vibhishana, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Gajendra, Jatayu, Tuladhara, Dharmavyada, Kubja, the gopis of Vrindavan, and the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifice. So the first two paragraphs were covered previously, and now we will do the last two paragraphs of this purport. Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, and Gajendra are examples of animals who achieved the mercy of the Lord. Jambavan, or Riksharaj, was a member of a race of monkeys. He personally associated with Lord Krishna, fighting with him over the Shyamantaka jewel. The elephant Gajendra, in a previous life, had the association with devotees. And at the end of his life, as Gajendra, he was personally saved by the Lord. Jatayu, the bird who, at the cost of his own life, assisted Lord Ramachandra, associated with Sri Garuda and Maharaj Dasharatha, as well as other devotees in Ramlila. He also personally met with Sita and Lord Ram. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the association that the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Siddhas, Charanas, Guhyakas and Vidyadharas had with the devotees is not very prominent and does not need to be mentioned. Vanikpata is a Vaishya and his story is mentioned in the Mahabharata in connection with the pride of Jajali Muni. The importance of association with devotees is illustrated in the story of Dharmavyada, the non-violent hunter, as described in the Varaha Purana. In a previous life, he somehow became a Brahma Rakshasa or Brahmana ghost, but was eventually saved. In a previous Kali Yuga, he had the association of a Vaishnava king named Vasu. The lady Kubja associated directly with Lord Krishna, and in her previous birth, she had associated with Sri Narada Muni. The gopis of Vrindavan rendered service to saintly persons in their previous births. Having had ample association with devotees, they became gopis in Vrindavan. In their next lives, and associated with the eternally liberated gopis who had descended there. They also had the association with Tulasi Devi or Vrinda Devi. The wives of the brahmanas performing sacrifice had association with women sent by Lord Krishna to sell flower garlands and betel nuts, and heard about the Lord from them. So in the beginning, I would like to beg the blessings of all the devotees to glorify the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially this section where a very important subject is being discussed. How high and low, all kinds of people, the list of names which are given here, who are very prominent figures in the scriptures, very popular, very famous, how they became devotees. So Lord Krishna, while speaking to Uddhava, is giving an elaborate list of people who got connected to devotion service through devotees, and they started manifesting devotional symptoms. So devotion manifesting in anybody is not our own prerogative, but it is the action of Swarup Shakti. So nobody can speak the glories of the Lord without being empowered by Swarup Shakti. Nobody can practice devotional service or have faith or have determination or go on with spiritual life, awakening more and more eagerness and attraction for Krishna, without the blessings of Swarup Shakti. So therefore, in the path of devotional service, we know that our only asset is the blessings of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Without that blessing, nobody can stand on one's own foot proudly. Therefore, it is called devotional creeper. We don't say devotional tree, because creeper always has to, you know, put itself around the tree of Krishna's lotus feet, and the association of Hari, Guru, Vaishnavas, in which the creeper can grow beyond Brahma Jyoti into the Paravyoma and the spiritual sky, where it can produce the fruit of Krishna Prema. So whatever little I have understood about this awakening of devotion in the jivas, how it happens by the association with devotees, I will try to say a few words today. What is the meaning of awakening of devotion? You see, our heart is like a temple. You will see people visit the temple of Krishna, see the way the Lord is dressed and decorated and worshipped, and the kirtans are performed, festivals are celebrated, offerings are made to Him. They get very inspired. Later on, when they go home, they develop a desire, we want to bring the Lord also. Some people bring Laddu Gopal, some people bring Radha Krishna, and they try to copy or learn and practice such worship at home also. They want to put up festivals. I know even people who are coming for the first time to our temple, who invited me to the house for a small program. I had gone, I saw they had made beautiful Vrindavan garden type of thing on the, you know, with all the toys, you know, they had made Govardhan. They had made everything like in Vrindavan. They had Radha Krishna deities with lot of lighting and everything they had made. I was very inspired to see that. They are not even chanting one round. But by coming to temple, they developed a desire to make their home like a temple. And when one makes home a temple, then gradually one develops a desire to make one's heart the temple, where one wants to place the divine couple in the core of one's heart, which is actually having a asana, ಬೃಂದಾರಣ್ಯ ಕಲ್ಪದ್ರುಮಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ರತ್ನಾಗಾರ ಸಿಂಹಾಸನಸ್ಥೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದೇವೌ ಪೃಷ್ಟಾಲಿಬಿ ಸೇವ್ಯ ಮಾನವ್ ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ. ಸೊ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಿಂಹಾಸನ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಕಪಲ್. ಕರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ filled with lot of broken furnitures and very dirty, and there is no place for welcoming the Lord. Imagine in somebody's house, if they have to welcome a guest, they have to clean the house, isn't it? Generally people want advance notice so that they can clean the house, correct, na? So that guests can be welcomed. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme guest. If you have to welcome him into our hearts, we should be willing to cleanse the hearts. Therefore, anya abhilashita shunyam means the anya abhilasha are like the broken furniture and dirty things which are occupying the heart and not keeping the place a fit place for welcoming the Lord. Therefore, when Lord is not welcomed or invited, how will he come? So, I heard once Iswala Satchinandan Maharaj was speaking about how Krishna comes into our hearts. He was telling that only when Krishna is exclusively invited, without any other distraction, without any other attraction. See, distraction means alternative attraction. That's the definition of distraction. So if one is not distracted by anything else, one is exclusively focusing on the Lord and depending only on Him, only then He will come into our hearts. And the practical proof is Draupadi. When Draupadi later on asked Krishna, why you, my dear Lord, you didn't enter my heart? I mean, why you didn't come to protect me? So, the reason Krishna gave was this, that Draupadi was depending on her 5 husbands, and when they were all putting their heads down, they could not save her. Then she looked at, you know, Bhishma and Drona and Dhritarashtra and such Kuru elders who were supposed to be moral. They are supposed to have some ethics. At least they will take some action, she thought. And even they weren't taking any action. Then she depended on herself by holding on to the sari very tightly. Still she felt herself like a sparrow, being pulled by an elephant, a mighty elephant. Dushasana was like 10,000 elephants put together. So she could not save herself. Then she bit the sari in her teeth. And she was calling, Krishna, 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 she was calling. Still Krishna was not coming. Finally, understanding her completely helpless position, she raised both her arms and loudly cried out. Helplessly, she understood, now I have no other hope other than Lord Govinda. So she cried out, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopijana Vallabha, Hey Dwaraka Vasin. And that call went to Krishna in Dwaraka, who at that time was about to eat his meal in a golden plate served by Satyabhama. But he moved the plate aside because he heard the call. And he vanished from Dwaraka and appeared in Hastinapur the next moment. So he was telling this point, how only by desperate call and exclusive call to Krishna without any dependence on anyone else, then only Krishna will manifest. So when one calls Krishna with great love, then only he will manifest. So, and also Krishna manifests in the heart of a devotee who is constantly after him. Even ask yourself, if anybody is after you will surely be interested, who is that person? Like one day, I was going to this one Krishna Rasayanam class I have in the afternoon, 2 to 4. Somebody was waiting from 1 o'clock, I could not meet them till 2. So I told them that I was busy in other meetings. Sorry, I will call you another day you come. That person waited for the whole next 2 hours. Then evening, 7 o'clock, I came to know that person is still there. And the person sent a chit to me saying that, Prabhu, all your programs today are over. If you have some 5 minutes for me, I'll be very thankful. Then I took his number and called. I said, why are you still here? You came in the morning. I saw you in my Bhagavatam class. Then I saw you in the afternoon program, you are still here. And he said, yes, Prabhu, I have to meet you, Prabhu, very important. He said, I wanted to meet you for an hour, but at least 5 minutes if I can meet you, it will be good, at least. And I said, no, still I am busy. I have many other things to do. But he said, Prabhu, I am ready to wait till night, 10 o'clock also. Then I felt, oh, this must be, somebody who has so much eagerness to meet me, now I have to go and meet him. Even all of you ask yourself, if somebody is desperately waiting to meet you hours and hours, you will not avoid them. Like Sumati Murarji, she saw Prabhupada was waiting outside her office for 5 hours. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was waiting outside one great businessman's office for 3-4 hours also. And that businessman was surprised, who is this waiting outside my office for so long? Then he himself came to attend to him and said, what is the matter? Then the businessman became a devotee, or Mafatlal. Isn't it? He became a devotee. So similarly, if somebody is becoming a Lord's dedicated devotee, Lord will be watching this person. Hey, look at this fellow. Whether you are a Prabhuji or a Mataji or a student or an old man or a young woman, you are eager to render service. You are eager to chant his names. You are eager to take his darshan. You are falling on the ground every time the darshan opens. And you are always longing to meet him, serve him, remember him, glorify him, speak about him. Practically you are rolling on the dust of his feet, and Lord will be wondering, are this fellow? It seems to me he is not going to leave me. So Lord will ultimately think that now I have to give myself to this devotee. This is the way one can. Therefore, satatam kirtayanto mam, he says. If one is lage rahna, Hindi we say, no? Chodna nahi kabhi. Without giving up, a devotee who is constantly chasing after the Lord. Therefore, he says, satatam kirtayanto mam. And making all endeavors with great determination, only the devotee can attain the Lord in one's life. So, but we know very well in this world, we don't have that type of determination to constantly go on and on. Therefore, we should know, how does the seed of devotion awaken in the heart of a devotee? By which we find there are three types of devotees, Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. The Kanishta devotee, his Shraddha is also Komal Shraddha. And his Jnana also is very shithil, very weak knowledge about the God. But there is some Shraddha. Without Shraddha, nobody can be counted as Kanishtadhikari also. Some Shraddha is there, that Lord is the Swami, I am the Das, I am servant. And there is Shraddha in the path of Bhakti also, in the beginning. Whereas the Madhyamadhikari has some knowledge of the Shastra, although he may not be able to defeat all the false arguments to pieces, but he has a Dhrida Shraddha, he has very strong Shraddha, Madhyamadhikari has, that Krishna is the ultimate Lord, Bhakti is the only path, devotees are our only shelter, and the atheistic people should be kept far away, and innocent and non-blasphemous people should be given Krishna's association, should be given Krishna. So your Madhyamadhikari is convinced about these things. And one special advantage Madhyamadhikari has, he has a taste. He has a kind of taste in the devotional practices. Some amount of taste has started. Faith, as faith increases, taste also increases. Otherwise, in the Kanishta stage, it's more or less mechanical. On the order of Guru, we may do chanting, and we may go through the motions of devotional activities. Whereas in the Madhyama stage, more faith has come, a little more knowledge of the scriptures of Sambandha Jnana. Sambandha Jnana means Ishara Prakriti Jeev, Sambandha between the three. This is so important, this three. You see, I'll give you a very little small example. If this example is understood, the Sambandha Jnana becomes very easy to grasp. You see, a man saw a hand protruding out of a window of a house. Imagine there is a hand outside. And the man saw this hand is able to do many things. The hand can count. If some object is falling, the hand can stop the falling object. The hand can grasp and lift. It can do so many activities. Is it not very useful to have a hand? So the man thought it is so nice. So he cut the hand and took it with him. Now the problem is what? Once you cut off the hand and take it, can the hand do these activities? It cannot do. Therefore, when you talk about the hand, three things are to be known. The source, connection and purpose. The source of the hand is, it's coming out of the body and is connected to the body. And the purpose of the hand is to serve the body. You will see the hand has to take a laddu and put in the belly. Then the hand will get strength. Correct, no? So the purpose of the hand is to serve. Similarly, like this hand is coming out of the window, doing multiple beautiful activities, similarly the material nature, which is drishya jagat, is seen by all of us. And this wonderful world around us is doing many wonderful things. Sun is rising, sun is setting, moon is rising, flowers are blooming, seasons are changing, trees are laden with fruits, oceans are full of pearls. And you find all this wonderful phenomena is taking place. Just like there are a lot of iron filings moving like a ghost. But below there is a magnet moving them. Correct, no? If somebody doesn't take into account the magnet and only sees iron filings, he will think it's some ghost moving it. How is it moving? You will not know it. Similarly, many things are happening in this world beautifully around us. That's like the hand doing multiple activities. So the first thing we should ask is the source. Where has this world come from? And where have all these living beings come from? Just like you see the wheel of a potter brings out various types of pots and plates made of in a clay, isn't it? Similarly, there are 8.4 million species of life, which are like different shaped pots. Some are tall, some are short, some are fat, some are thin, some are humans, animals, birds, reptiles, all kinds of things. They are all different type of pots. And they are all coming from the material nature, which is the wheel. And the wheel produces all these things. Imagine the farmer has gone for a lunch and you come and see, oh, these are all coming out of the wheel. So wheel is the source of everything, somebody may think. Yes, wheel is the source from where it is coming, but there is a potter who is making it. And the potter is also not the ultimate. The potter's soul is ultimate. The potter is the Virat Purusha. The Virat Purusha gives all the materials for this Brahmanda. From whom the everything is like. Virat Purusha has sun and moon. Has two eyes. So hot eye and cool eye, with which he is producing all the grains and fruits and cereals and everything by glancing at the nature. Maya adhyakshena prakriti. And the moon supplies six types of juices. So the material nature is female and she is able to produce because of the Purusha, who is Virat Purusha, is producing. And Virat Purusha is actually a real but temporary form. But the real form is Shyamsundar. Now why Shyamsundar Lord is not showing up in this world very easily for us? Because we are like naughty children who don't want to see him, who don't want to be disturbed by him. So just like once a child wanted to go to play, the mother was telling, oh beta, go and play, no problem. But the child told the parents that, see, I will go to play, but you should not watch me playing. You should not chase after me. Next 1 hour, don't disturb me. So when the child went to play, the mother was watching from the flat. How is the child dealing with other children? Is the child behaving properly? Mother wanted to observe the nature and behavior of the child. And somebody told the child, your mother is watching from the top. So the child looked at, hey mom, go inside. And he was telling. Similarly, we are telling Shyamsundar, hey Shyamsundar, don't show up. No, go away. I have come to enjoy here. Then Shyamsundar says, okay, you have accepted a material body in this world to enjoy. I will also accept my material body, which is Virat Purusha. So Lord only shows Virat Purusha in this world, which is a material form, temporary form, with his eyes, he's glancing and creating so many things in this world. But he is Goloka Nivasati, Akhilatma Bhuto. So in this way, in this world, the first thing is to see the source of everything. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I am the source of everything. So, similarly, the hand is coming from the body, the source. And secondly, the connection. If you don't see everything connected to Krishna, we see disconnected. Krishna says in the 7.7 to 14, beginning with Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasma shashi suryajo pranavas sarva vedeshu shabdakke paurusham rushu punyo gandhav prithivyamscha tejastasmi vivavasau jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu vedammam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejasvinamaham balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam धर्माविरुद्धो भूतेषु कामोऽस्मि परतर्षभ ये चैव सात्विका भावात् राजसास्तामसाश्चये मत्तये वेति तान् विद्धि नत्पहं तेषु ते मयि त्रिभिर्गुणमयैर्भावैर्येभिः सर्वमिदं जगत् मोहितं नाभिजानाति मामेभ्यः परमव्ययम्. सो इन् दिस् वर्सेस् कृष्ण सेस् ऐ एम् द बुद्धि आफ् द बुद्धिमान्, ऐ एम् द बलम् आफ् द बलवान्, ऐ एम् द जीव, ऐ एम् द जीवन् लैफ् आफ् आल् द लिव्स्, I am the Paurusham Rishu, I am the ability in man, everything. So, in this way we have to see all the opulences that we see in this world and all the living entities is all coming from the Lord. So one has to see the connection. How is somebody so handsome or beautiful? How is somebody so intelligent? How is somebody so famous? Krishna says, these are all coming from me, all these opulences. So one has to see the connection of this world to him. This is not the only connection. The world is connected in such a way to the Lord that it is constantly producing grains, fruits, cereals, light, heat, everything. Just like this bulb is shining because of the connection. If connection is weak, sometimes you have seen when you put on the switch it's on, when you take out the hand it's off. Because connection is weak. Whereas the nature is connected to the Lord very powerfully. मदभयात् वाति वातोऽयं सूर्यस्तपति मदभयात् वर्षति इन्द्रो दहति अग्निर्मृत्युश्चरति मदभयात्. लॉर्ड सेज दैट, कपिला सेज दैट, दैट द सन इज राइजिंग, द डेथ इज टेकिंग इट्स टोल, लॉर्ड ऑफ शवर्स इज ब्रिंगिंग वाटर्स, एवरीथिंग इज हैपनिंग बिकॉज दे ऑल आर अलाइंड विद मी, कनेक्टेड टू द लॉर्ड. सो वन हैज टू सी द कनेक्शन ऑफ ऑल दिस. सो मॉडर्न डे साइंटिस्ट आर नॉट सीइंग द कनेक्शन ऑफ द मटेरियल नेचर टू द लॉर्ड, दे आर सीइंग इट डिस्कनेक्टेड. A disconnected branch of a tree can be green for some time. After that it becomes dried up. Isn't it? Therefore there are so many problems in this world. It's like a disconnected world. When we disconnect the world from the Lord, we create a mess. And thirdly, the purpose. Why does a watermelon tree produce watermelon? I asked this question in one student's group in summer season. They said, sir, summer is very hot, so watermelon is coming. On Bhaiva said. You see, all over India, lakhs of watermelons are produced in summer season. He doesn't even ask who is producing it. He knows one thing, because I am thirsty, some watermelon is there. Actually, watermelon tree is not producing watermelon for you, it's producing watermelon for Krishna. So if you pick up the watermelon and go and give it to Gopinath, after Lord takes it, then you take it. There's a twin advantage in that. Your thirst is quenched and the watermelon tree gets a human body in the next life. So it will say thank you to you. But if we take it directly, the watermelon tree doesn't get any spiritual sukriti. And we also commit sin by that. So in the nature, everything and everyone is having a capability to produce something. Like somebody can sing nicely, so they have to glorify Krishna. Somebody can dance beautifully. They have to dance for Krishna. In front of Jagannath, Rathakat, people dance very beautifully, isn't it? A tree is able to produce fruits. The fruits are for Krishna. Ocean is able to produce pearls. The pearls are for Krishna. Everyone and everything in this world is kept only for the glorification of the Lord. By doing which, all jivas can become truly happy. So that's the purpose for which the world is created. By engaging everything in Lord's service, we can go back to Godhead. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. So, we should know the source, connection and the purpose. But if you cut off the hand and take it and go, it will not serve the purpose. It will not do anything. Similarly, material nature, if you see it cut off from the Lord, you know, then it creates a source of misery. Can you please repeat a verse from Bhagavatam? Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daivat Adharmashilasya ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾಯೇಹ ಚರಂತಿ ನೂನಂ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಭವ್ಯಾನಿ ಜನಾರ್ದನಸ್ಯ. ಸಿ, ತ್ರೀ ಫ್ರೇಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾತ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ. ಇಫ್ ಜನತಾ ಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್? ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ಇಸೈಸ್, ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ, ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಸನ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋ. ಇಫ್ ಐ ಲುಕ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸನ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಬೈ ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಮಿಸರಿ, ದೇ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಜೀವಸ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ದ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಮಾಯಾ, ಮಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ, ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಸ್, ಫೇಮಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭೂಲಿಯಾಸೈ ಜೀ ಭೋಗವಾಂಚಕರೆ ನಿಕಟಸ್ಥ ಮಾಯಾ ತಾರೆ ಜಪಟಿಯಾಧರೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭೂಲಿಯಾಸೈ ಜೀವ ಅನಾದಿ ಬಹಿರ್ಮುಖ ಅತ ಏವ ಮಾಯಾ ದೇಹ ಸಂಸಾರ ದುಃಖ. ಇಸ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಜೀವ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಜೀವ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೆನ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಜೀವ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಪನಿಷಸ್ ಜೀವ ವಿತ್ ತ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಜೀವ, ಜೀವ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಜೀವ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಯಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಗೇವ್ ಟು ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಸೊ ಅಂಡ್ ಕನಿಷ್ಠಾಧಿಕಾರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತನ್ಸ್ ದ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ನೋಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ಫೈತ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಜ್ಯುಲಿ ಒನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಹೌ ಟೈನಿ ಐ ಆಮ್, ಹೌ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್, ಹೌ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಗ್ರಾಜ್ಯುಲಿ ಒನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್. ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಗಾಡ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫರ್ ಗೆಟ್. ಸೊ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಧಿಕಾರಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಫರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಸೋಲ್, ಹಿ ಲವ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೇಡ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫರ್ಗಾಟನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಫಾರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್? ಟು ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಟು ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫರ್ಗಾಟನ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಧಿಕಾರಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ. ಹೀ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟಾಲರೇಟ್. ಭಕ್ತನ್ ಸರ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಅ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಧಿಕಾರಿ ಸೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ದ್ವೇಷಿ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ್ವೇಷಿ, ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಧಿಕಾರಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ. ಬಟ್ ಈ ನೋಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಗೋ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಟು ದ ದ್ವೇಷಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಹೀಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ಗ್ಯುಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೇ ಅನ್ನೆಸರಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಕ್ವಾರಲ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈಟ್. ಸೊ ದಾರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಈ ಡಸ್ ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ, ಈ ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫೈತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಹಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿಲಿ, ವೆರಿ ಜಾಯ್ಫುಲಿ. ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಎ ಅನುಕಂಪ ಅರೈಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಸಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಟು ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅನುಕಂಪ. ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೇಕಿಂಗ್. ಅನುಕಂಪ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ಇಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟ್ರೆಂಬಲ್ಸ್ ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಹೌ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನುಕಂಪ. One should feel so much sympathy for the suffering souls. So, he also wants to preach. Prayena deva munayah svam vimukti kaman maunam charanti vijanena pararta nishtha naitan vihaya kripana vimamokshayeko nanyam padashya sharanam brahmato nupashye. Prahlad Maharaj said this, which is the mood of all Vaishnava Acharyas. You will see that. He says that, my dear Lord, I don't want to go to Himalayas alone and go back to Godhead attaining moksha all alone. I want to dispatch all these suffering souls back to your abode. And lastly, I will also come. This is Prahlada's mood. Actually, this is the one of the verses which immediately arose my desire to join this movement full time. First time when I heard this verse from Prabhupada's one of the purports, I said, this is the real moment, I felt. Not those moments which talk about getting your own moksha. The real moment is why, actually, Vaishnava means you should have a desire to deliver the suffering souls, like Prahalad, Vasudev Datta, Srila Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Haridas Thakur, under the guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jesus. All these those are Vaishnavatva. This is their core quality. In fact, Lord Vishnu, while speaking to Durvasa, he told, there are two qualities in my devotees which soften my heart when I think of my devotee. Not only soften, they attract me to my devotee. The devotees are able to capture me and control me in their hearts because of these two qualities. One of the qualities, he said, look at my devotees. They do not want anything material from me. They do not want to be Indra, they don't want to be Brahma, they don't want even moksha also. They only want to render loving devotional service to me. So Lord was wondering, what else can I give them? Then he decided that the only thing I can give them is myself. And another one is the devotee's compassion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Nityananda one day, Nityananda, you are a better preacher than me. He said, why? Look at you and look at me. I took a Sudarshan Chakra to cut off the head of Jagai Madai and send them to Brahma Jyoti. Whereas you delivered them by delivering them Krishna Prema and you dispatched them to spiritual world. So who is a better preacher? He asked. It's a fact, isn't it? Mahaprabhu took a chakra whereas Nityananda came in between. He didn't let Lord kill them. So, but Nityananda said, my dear Lord, whatever you may say about my preaching, he said, I am like a body and you are my pran. You are like my life fire, he said. Without life fire, the body is useless. Without your grace, you know, I am actually a vehicle of your grace. So if I am doing something wonderful, it ultimately glory goes to you only, he said. Just like, for example, if I come and batter the door of a boy, like that, batter the door. So he opens the door. So what you will say? The boy opened the door, you may say. Or you can say the boy's right hand opened the door. Or you can say the boy's right hand, index finger and thumb together opened the door. Generally, what do you say? Why open the door? Similarly, the Lord is the ultimate, but he has part and parcels who may do certain activity. But they also do it with Lord's blessings only. So therefore, the credit is given to Lord. So Nityananda Prabhu said, ultimately all glory goes to you. He said, but still the Lord feels in his heart that my devotees are far more compassionate than me. I am telling them, Krishna Vinna Vichaliyat. Hey, don't disturb that nonsense living entity who wants to enjoy himself. He's a Latham Kabut. Let him go, get some kicks. Get some solid kicks and then come. Now, right now, don't disturb him. Krishna Vinna Vichaliyat. Who says this? Krishna says it in Bhagavad Gita. But the devotees are saying, my dear Lord, one last chance. One last chance. I will try one last time. So the devotees of the Lord are more compassionate than the Lord by the mercy of the Lord. So they go out of the way. Therefore the Madhyamadhikaris are glorified as preachers who are supposed to have compassion in their hearts for suffering souls and reach out to the souls and deliver them Krishna. That is their job. Because those who are Uttama Bhaktas, they are always thinking that I am the most degraded and everybody else is greater than me. And those who are Kanishtas, they are very proud of their bhakti, Atmano Bhakti Darpataha. They think I am a great soul and everybody is a degraded fellow. So they cannot preach to others. And they don't feel anybody is deliverable. They feel nobody can be delivered. All nonsense. They feel like that. The only person who feels to preach is the Madhyamadhikari actually feels that, or Uttamadhikari may come down to Madhyama platform and preach also. So, in this way, the bhakti awakens in the heart of a jiva. How? First of all, the jiva should get an opportunity from a meeting with Madhyamadhikari, and that opportunity should be there. But even opportunity presents itself, he should have receptivity also. So, both the receptivity and opportunity are increased by piety. If they have some opportunity, for example, if a man does something for a devotee, a Vaishnava devotee, then it becomes a bhakti sukriti. And therefore, we give opportunities like this. Janmashtami is coming now. We make kalash, abhishek, or offering donation, you know, or some children competition, and all these things are done. Why? To offer opportunities of bhakti sukriti to the millions of jivas who are wandering in this world. By doing that sukriti, piety increases, then the receptivity increases, So the opportunity is given to them, they avail of the opportunity, then they get by the receptivity, then they may come closer, then they would develop Shraddha, then they may take a Prabhupada's book. So Prabhupada said, when we make life members, we should give Prabhupada's books and BTG subscription. Why? Because they give money and we give Chintamani back to them. Isn't it? See, they give the money of this world, which we transform it into spiritual and offer it to Lord's service. Isn't it? And we give them Prabhupada's books and devotional association, which is completely spiritual. Just like when you go to America, you have to exchange the currency note of India to dollars there. Correct, no? Similarly, anybody coming to ISKCON and connects, whatever material commodities they have, they give it, we convert into spiritual commodity and make entry in their spiritual sukriti, in their bank account. So people may not know, we should tell them this. We are actually creating currency for them to go back to Godhead by accepting a donation from them, like this. So in this way, the Madhyamadhikari has two things. One is he has longing to preach and distribute Krishna to the people. That's one thing. At the same time, he has some amount of taste for the bhakti practices. But Uttamadhikari is a bhakta. He has a very strong longing to meet Krishna or see Krishna. He develops a madness like Uttama Shloka Lalasaha. Recently I was reading Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani by His Holiness Shivaram Swami. He says a very interesting point. A Uttamadhikari and a Uttama Bhakta are not same. He says. Have you heard this? Very amazing, no? He says Uttama Bhakta is a person who has already attained Prema. Whereas, who is the Uttama Adhikari? Uttama Adhikari, Adhikarship, or the Uttama Adhikarship means the qualifications for Uttama Adhikar Bhakti starts from Ruchi onwards. Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prema, all these people are in Uttama. They are all Uttama Adhikari. So he gives a beautiful example. He says, somebody may be a person who is business smart. When you look at him, you think, oh, this fellow is so smart in business, he can be a billionaire. Like, you know, Bill Gates, when he was in his college, he dropped out of college. Do you know why? Because he got a new idea for starting Microsoft during his college days. He thought, what am I doing in the college, wasting my time? He left his studies and went and started the Microsoft company after that. Of course, he eventually became a multi-millionaire or billionaire. But during his college days, he had the prospect of becoming a billionaire. But now he is actually a billionaire. This is the difference between Uttama Adhikari and Uttama Bhakta. So, therefore, Bharat Maharaj, for example, was in the preliminary stage of Bhava, means he was a Uttama Adhikari. But when one becomes Uttama Bhakta, he cannot fall down. It's not possible. So, therefore, all out of these three, the bhakti awakens in the heart of the jivas, either Uttamadhikari comes to Madhyama level and distributes. But the advantage for Uttamadhikari is, he has a very high spiritual potency and he can very quickly deliver the jiva by elevating the jiva. And he can influence a huge quantity of living entities in this world by his spiritual potency and attraction. Like Srila Prabhupada, the miracle he did all over the world. And many Prabhupada disciples are doing. So, in this way you will see that this is how many jivas get contact with Krishna. And that's how their bhakti begins. So, bhakti, when the seed of bhakti is distributed to the jivas like this, the jivas first receive the seed of bhakti. Now, what is the seed? Bhakti lata bija is not bhakti seed. The seed is the plan or the idea, the rules, regulations, methods, procedures that are given to revive bhakti. That is called the seed. Say, for example, somebody wants to build a bungalow. First thing you do is to have a plan in the mind. You know, the bungalow should look like this in the front, the kitchen should be here, the drawing room should be like this, there should be so many rooms, isn't it? The color of paint should be like this, and all those. Everything is in your head. We all have likes and dislikes, we have tastes. So there is one, at one level it's in your head. Then you call the engineer and tell him. Then he makes a blueprint. That's the second level. Then the blueprint is transformed into an actual building, maybe in a few years. Then the actual building comes up. Similarly, the guru gives, or Vaishnava gives a plan and procedure for practicing devotional service. Like for example, our Vishnudutas came before Ajamila. So at that time, till then Ajamila was stupid in ignorance. When Vishnudutas' body was glowing, they were shining with all the weapons and mukut and kundal, everything. Even Yamadutas were amazed by seeing them. Now those Vishnudutas started speaking Sambandhanyan. When they spoke the knowledge that was heard by both Yamadutas as well as Ajamila also. Now Ajamila was seeing what Vishnudutas are saying, what Yamadutas are saying. They were going back and forth. And he was very attentive in the class. Do you think he dozed the moment? Why he didn't doze? It was a question of life and death. Because if Yamadutas win, he has to go to Yamaloka. If Vishnudutas win, he will be saved. So he was extremely alert and attentive. So every bit of the word they spoke, he heard. So, the Ajamila's special qualification is what? He chanted the holy name of the Lord very loudly, in a helpless manner, in an inoffensive manner, in a nirapradh form. Because he didn't plan that some boys ask a question, Prabhuji, I will enjoy life the way I want. When I become 70, 80, the body gets old. You can't do anything with the body. Then I'll take a gun. Hare Krishna! Like that, I'll shoot myself. So this is offensive chanting. Correct, huh? Because it's a namno balad yasahi papa buddhi. So one should not make a plan to chant Hare Krishna and quit the body and go back to Godhead after enjoying whole life, after wearing out the body in bhoga. Ajamila did not do like that. Ajamila remembered his son. He did sambodhan to his son only. One verse says that. One of the verse. Mriyamana hare nama grinan putro pacharitam ajamilopyagadhama kimbuta shraddaya grinan. At the time of death, Mriyamana, hare nama, he took the name of Hari, grinan putro pacharitam. Putro pacharitam. He did sambodhan to his son. And he called out, Narayana! And was vibrating in the whole environment. And that was heard by Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. And immediately, I told you how when Draupadi called, Krishna heard. See, Krishna not only heard, Krishna says, hey Draupadi, I became indebted to you at that time. He says, this is how Lord feels if somebody calls his name. He feels indebted. Like for example, imagine in this hall, on a Sunday, after the Sunday feast is over, people are all kata, 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 making noise, talking. And you say somebody's name. For example, somebody was calling. I heard the word Shyam. And immediately I went to the devotee and asked, Prabhuji, did you call me? I asked. He said, no, Prabhuji, I didn't call Radhesh Shyam. I was calling Shyamanand Prabhu, he said. I said, I only heard the word Shyam only, I said. So actually he was calling for Shyamanand Prabhu, but I thought he is calling Radhesh Shyam. So even though somebody calls a resemblance of our name, we become attentive. Correct, no? Even if somebody is Namabhas, somebody is calling your Namabhas, resembling your name, you are so attentive. Why will Krishna not be attentive? So, when Ajamila called, Lord Vishnu immediately dispatched his Vaikunthavasis to him. Therefore, it is said, when we chant the holy name, we are gifted with four things. Knowledge of devotional service, and first of all, association with devotees. Then knowledge of devotional service. Then chance to be engaged in devotional service. Then one is taken back to Vaikuntha. So all these four happened to Ajamila. As soon as he called Narayana's name, first thing he got association of devotees. Vishnudutas arrived there. Then after they arrived there, he got Sambandhanyan, knowledge of devotional service. And then he got the awakening, realization. He went to Haridwar. And he had a total heart transformation. He cried hot tears of repentance for what he had done till then. And then he said, now I will not waste a moment more. Every day I will take a dip in the Ganges. He joined a Vishnu temple, worshipped the deity, associated with saintly people, studied Gita Bhagavatam, chanted the holy name, kept himself utterly pure, and always meditating and longing for Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. And 12 years later, he finds after engaging in devotional service, The Vaikuntha airplane came and took him back to Godhead. Similarly, in our lives also, we will see if somebody stops chanting, they are disconnecting with Krishna. We should never allow anybody to stop chanting. We should tell them, even if you don't come to temple, at least one round you should chant. Because that is a holy name is the hotline to God. Why hotline I call it? Because it is constantly 24/7, anytime you can chant. It's always connected. But if somebody doesn't chant, he is disconnecting from God. So, we all continue to chant one round or two rounds in those days. Therefore, we remain connected. Then Krishna supplied us association of devotees. Then by that association, we gradually learn Sambandha Jnana. And we are slowly rubbing our eyes and we are waking up to real knowledge. Who am I and who is Krishna and what am I supposed to do? How I have wasted my life? Hari Hari Vipale Janam Gavaino Anasya Janam Apaya Tada Krishna Navajya Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu. So, as we regret our past of having wasted so many years, and we look at our bright future and staying with devotees, and by increasing the Sambandha Jnana, we are also getting chance to engage in devotional services. And we keep doing it. Only last thing is waiting, which is Vaikuntha airplane, which will come and take us back, provided we remain steady. Only Madhyam Adhikari can be steady. He has Adhikar for being steady in devotional service. And below Nishtha stage, it is Kanishtha Adhikari. Therefore, Kanishtha means unsteady devotional service. Sometimes chanting is so tough. Sometimes, you know, living with devotees can be very challenging. That's because we have not yet come to Nishtha stage. In Nishtha, we can be very steady. And in beyond the stage of Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema, those are stages where a devotee learns the Swarup Shakti, Shrimati Radharani, reveals to devotee more and more secrets about the glorious spiritual world. Then a devotee is blossoming in devotional service more and more. No more returning back after that. Actually, the subject is a very big subject. I just scratched the surface of the subject today. But many more devotees will speak in the following days on different aspects you will appreciate. And this is a very beautiful chapter to meditate upon and to take our spiritual life seriously. One last point I will say and conclude. In whatever stage we are, in that stage, if we don't do our duties well, then we degrade. And we should do the duties. Sveshu Adhikare Yaneshta. So, whichever stage we are in that, according to the Adhikar, we should act. For example, I am a Brahmana now, I should do Gayatri 3 times a day. I should not compromise on that. Similarly, when one comes to a more higher stage, they should do that. If I am in this stage, imitating this is called Sahajayism. And not doing this stage will make me go down. And while being in the stage, I should long for this stage, but not imitate this stage. So these are all taught in the Bhaktirasam Sindhu. Therefore, a devotee should be very careful in practice of devotional service to keep oneself safe and secure. The safest way is, as in Bhakti Sandarbha Jiva Goswami says, 3 things if we do, we can constantly remember Krishna, he says. First he says, one should always, every day think, let me put aside my personal opinions and plans and let me follow Krishna's plan by adopting the process of Sharanagati. That's the first one. Second one he says, I should always ask, oh my superiors, oh Guru Maharaj, please tell me, how do you want to engage me in your project? Or please engage me in some seva. Please don't keep me idle. Otherwise I will engage in Maya service. Please pick me up and engage me in Krishna service. We should always beg for service opportunity. And third is, one should hear with great interest and enthusiasm and feelings about Krishna from the Shastra. If you do these 3 things, he says, a devotee is very safe, secure, and he is a progressive devotee. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Mantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki.